This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Streaming online at ESPNRochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
All right, Gino, we are in the thick of it. Fantasy football draft season is upon us. We want to get you advice to help you win your draft, win your league. Jeff Erickson is the senior editor at RotoWire.com. For two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/free. Jeff, how you been?
I'm doing great, guys. Middle of draft season, lots to talk about.
Yeah, Jeff, are you in an office today? Are you in a hotel? Because I think last time you were on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial when we talked to you.
Yeah, I'm in my luxurious home office here out in California now.
Very good, Jeff. Let's start with Ezekiel Elliott, because I think there's a lot of people that are going into this weekend or this draft season and kind of not really sure how to deal with the Cowboys' holdout running back. Are you still picking him somewhere in that top five with the assumption that he's not going to, that the holdout won't extend into the regular season? What are your thoughts on Zeke?
You know, I was pretty confident earlier, but then once that August, you know, the early August passed by and there's no progress, and, you know, Jerry Jones is seemingly taking on a harder stance lately, saying, you know, Deku the other day.
Yeah.
You know, Pandora's box has been open because of Le'Veon Bell last year, guys. I mean, I think we have to take every holdout a little bit more seriously. And we got a lot of them right now. There's Melvin Gordon, there's Zeke, there's Trent Williams, there's Clowney in Texas. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on here right now. And with Zeke, I think when you've got a top five pick, it's hard to take a guy that you don't know is going to be there to answer the bell. And the way running backs are devalued in football, too, I think that's the other thing that's really kind of changed things a little bit. You'll notice that there's been no progress at all with Melvin Gordon, none with Ezekiel Elliott. And I think it's because that position has been downgraded a little bit in the eyes of front offices all across the NFL.
Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, our guest here in the sports bar, one guy who has question marks, has nothing to do with a holdout, Antonio Brown, who apparently went to practice today. Jeff, how noble he actually showed up at practice. My theory on this, Jeff, is that the helmet thing is a little red herring for the foot issue. So when it comes to drafting Antonio Brown, yeah, if all things were normal, sure, you'd love to have him on your team. But how concerned, if at all, are you about the foot issue for Antonio Brown, Jeff, or just all this off-the-field nonsense with the helmet?
Yeah, I'm not really too worried about the helmet issue. I think he did get kind of undermined a little bit. I thought that they kind of reached sort of compromise in the NFL, kind of backtracked on that. But I think he just doesn't like to practice. I think that the foot issue is there, and that's a real thing. Getting timing down with Derek Carr is another issue, learning a new offense. I think he'll be there by week one, though, still. I wouldn't downgrade him too much more off of any of this. He's going late second round in most of the leagues I'm in right now. His ADP in the NFFC is always a good proxy for me, because that's people with skin in the game. It's all, you know, none of that's mock drafts. They're all real drafts. People are paying money to play. His ADP there is 21, and I think that's pretty much where I think about taking him.
Jeff Erickson, senior editor at RotoWire.com, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We were just having a conversation prior to you joining us, Jeff, about quarterbacks and how they're ranked and how they're tiered. And you've got an upper echelon of quarterbacks that statistically, you know, perform at a certain level. And then you've got this gigantic kind of mid-pack of quarterbacks,
right,
where it's hard to tell one quarterback from the next statistically and what kind of fantasy production they can give you from week to week. So in years past, we know that waiting on quarterback has always been a strategy that some people have employed. This year, more than ever, doesn't it feel like you can really, really wait on quarterback and still be okay?
In fact, as a matter of fact, I did so in one league where it was a 12-team league. I drafted, I didn't take my first quarterback until the 13th round.
Wow.
Which is, and I still got Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady in back-to-back rounds. I feel like I'm perfectly fine. I think Pat Mahomes breaks the scale. I think he's at the top. There is a discernible difference between him and everybody else. And even if he regresses, the question is, what does he regress to? He's not going to, you don't regress him compared to an average quarterback. You regress him compared to the elite. And I still think he's the number one quarterback, and it's not even close. But if you don't get him, I feel like you do pretty well just to wait and wait and wait. Sometimes you'll get Ben Roethlisberger in the 10th, 11th round. Sometimes you'll get Cam Newton super late. Sometimes you'll get, there's some Carson Wentz late. I think Andrew Luck has kind of changed things a little bit with his injury, and I think the concerns there with him. But there's plenty of good quarterbacks late, guys.
Jeff, where do you come down on how to evaluate what we're seeing here in the preseason? Because you can imagine doing our show here in Western New York, people are pretty excited about Josh Allen, what they saw, not just Friday night, but throughout training camp. But then we realized, well, people got excited about J.P. Lossman and E.J. Manuel and whatnot. So my long-winded way of just asking you, Josh Allen, where do you have him slotted fantasy-wise right now? Could he be a sneaky start for your fantasy team?
Sure, he could. And the way he finished the season last year has me more excited than anything they may do in the preseason, by the way. I do like that they have better options for him to throw to this year. I like the acquisition of John Brown. I think that helps quite a bit. It's kind of funny. Robert Foster, you mentioned him in the update. He's someone that I think a lot of people were excited about at the end of the year last year, and he can't even break into the top three, possibly even the top four. So, clearly they're stronger there than they were last year. I think accuracy throwing the ball is still going to be the big concern with Allen, but he gives you such a floor with his legs. And that's one of the things that, unless you're in a league where you have 6 points for a passing touchdown, he gives you a bonus. And there's a lot of good running quarterbacks like that. Cam obviously is one. Lamar Jackson's another. Kyler Murray, a lot of people are excited about him. Going back to Allen, though, that's one of the things, he actually did it on the field, and that's one of the things I think that people are excited about.
Yeah, and Jeff, when you're targeting that quarterback, if you are going to wait for the quarterback, you are going to lean towards the quarterback that has the ability to get you some extra yardage with their feet, are you not? A guy like Josh Allen then becomes a little bit more attractive if you're drafting him later on in your fantasy draft.
Sure. So I don't think I answered your original question. I have him around 15 amongst QBs. And there's a big pool of QBs around there, 15, 16, 17, all pretty good. I mean, a guy like Jameis Winston is there, and he's going to have like 550 attempts probably. Mm-hmm. So you look at it that way. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can profit off of waiting on quarterbacks. And as long as you're not too terribly picky about which one you get, you're going to get two pretty good ones. I like being the last to take my starter and the first to take my backup. And that usually works out. Although, this one other draft that I did, it was kind of crazy. I saw 19 quarterbacks go before I took mine. And I still felt pretty good about the available pool. Phillip Rivers is another guy. Always seems to be there, and he's super reliable.
Jeff Erickson, RotoWire senior editor, joining us here in the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. Jeff, I'm always somebody that would pay the high price for Rob Gronkowski, right? Knowing that I don't know what's beyond. Well, now we live in a world where there isn't Gronk at the tight end. In many leagues, you will have to draft a tight end. So how would you advise somebody if you want to make sure you get solid production at the tight end position, and you're willing to spend a pick on it that's pretty high, what would be your advice?
Well, this year there's a pretty clear top three among tight ends. Travis Kelce is number one, and there's no doubt about him being the first. The question is, are you willing to pay the price for him? Because he's going to go late first, early second in almost every draft I've seen so far. ADP is, I think, around 15 overall, so you really have, you're giving up an elite receiver or an elite running back to get him. You have to be willing to be very comfortable with the pool below. And especially if you pair him up with Mahomes or another early quarterback, then you really need to be comfortable with your 7th, 8th, 9th round alternatives at running back and wide receiver to make up that comeback. Both Kittle and Zach Ertz are going to go. George Kittle and Zach Ertz are going in the 3rd round in most drafts, and that comprises the top tier. I don't often go there because of the injury factor. I feel like tight ends get hurt a little bit more because they have to block as well as receive. Kelce seems to be unique that he doesn't do a whole lot of blocking anymore. Same with Kittle. So maybe he's less prone to injury there. But, for the most part, you get burned with Gronk a couple times with the injuries that he's had in the last couple of years of his career, then you become a little bit more wary of taking that early tight end.
Jeff, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns and how enthusiastic you are on Baker Mayfield's potential this year with Odell Beckham now in the mix. And that backfield as well, Chubb. And then, oh boy, I mean, when Kareem Hunt comes in later this year, what's your strategy in terms of how you're looking at and dealing with and drafting Cleveland Browns?
You know, I'm really high on Nick Chubb. I understand the risk about the second half of the season with Kareem Hunt becoming eligible. They will use Hunt, but I think Chubb is going to be so good, it'll be more a question of how can we fit Hunt in and get him some touches in addition to Chubb. I don't think they're going to take too much away from him, but I think he's just among the most dynamic running backs. You look at all the long runs he had, how efficient he was, how he's catching passes. I think where you might lose out a little bit is in third downs, a little bit there on passing downs. But Duke Johnson's gone. So I think Chubb gets most of those early on in the season, so I think it's worth it. I'd take him at the end of the first round. Mayfield, I'm pretty excited about. He often goes as the third or fourth quarterback off the board. Obviously, Mahomes is number one. Usually see Deshaun Watson two, Rodgers three. Andrew Luck has dropped because of his injury. He used to be up there. And then you see Mayfield. And, you know, if you like to start with a stronger quarterback, I mean, there is 40 touchdown potential there, and that's pretty attractive.
Jeff, we all want the running back who is not going to go by committee, and those are becoming less and less in this league. And there is one out there that I am having a hard time wrapping my mind around, and that's Le'Veon Bell. For the obvious reason, he took a whole year off, but then I don't trust Adam Gase, that he's not going to bring in somebody else here, and we already know Gase wasn't in favor of this move. So your analysis of how Le'Veon Bell is going to fit into this Jets offense.
So I've been warming up to taking him, especially because I'm cooling off on David Johnson a little bit more. And some of the other alternatives seem like they've added a layer of risk, too. You know, obviously Gordon with his holdout, for instance. I think I'd probably be willing to take Bell around 8 or 9 overall now. Mm-hmm. You're right about Adam Gase. I distrust him, too. The fact is, we saw what he did with Kenyon Drake and Kalen Ballage last year. It's pretty obvious that Drake was the better back, yet there were many games where he was just simply buried. And it didn't really seem to make any sort of sense. I think that's a little bit different here because Bell's so established. It's a little bit different. Now, I know he didn't want to sign him, but I think there was more a allocation of resources issue and not a dislike of the player. It's just he didn't really want to spend that much on a running back, period. Not just Bell.
Jeff, we had Kevin Payne, a fellow fantasy football expert from rotowire.com, on with us last week, and I posed to him what I think every fantasy expert is expecting to hear when asked about what the upcoming season holds. You have something in your mind, the bold prediction, something you're going to you're really ready to plant your flag. Kevin's was that Lamar Jackson would be a top five fantasy quarterback, which made my co-host's head explode, and I actually believe that is a great take. I absolutely could see a scenario where Lamar Jackson shocks everybody and becomes a top five fantasy quarterback. Jeff, where are you planting your flag? What's your bold prediction for the 2019 season?
So when our PR guy, Doug, asked us to have a bold prediction, it was about Kenyon Drake, actually, that I made mine. That was before the foot injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of backpedaling off of that one right now. I'll say this. Miles Sanders will be your best rookie running back this year. Not Josh Jacobs, not David Montgomery.
Interesting. Not.
I like the skills. I like the offense. He's already kind of running with the first team as is. I liked his blitz pickup the other day in preseason. Now, you look for little things in the preseason. You don't look at necessarily all the overall numbers, but look at who a player is working with. Look at what things they're asking him to do. They're taking him out on third down. No, they didn't. Now, I understand Philly's kind of scary because they like to spread the work among running backs, and that still might be the case. But, man, I think sky's the limit for Sanders. I'm really excited about him.
And no mention of Bills rookie running back Devin Singletary. That's of note, Jeff. What do you have thoughts on Devin Singletary with the Bills?
I do like him. I like that he's been running a lot with the first team. I think he will be the most productive Bills running back. I do think, though, goal line is an issue because they have established pros, especially I think, you know, Gore being there is kind of the thing that scares me. You know, and Singletary's not big and he's not necessarily fast. You know, that might limit his upside a little bit. And I think some of that was because he had that poor combine. He ran a 4.66 at the combine. So I think that kind of scares people off. But I love his price. I've been getting Singletary around the 11th round in drafts. And for a guy that could end up being a starting running back, love taking that chance.
You know, I could ask you what you think of running back or axe, and the question will always be, well, what value? Your thoughts in general as we wrap up here on LeSean McCoy, because we really can't get a read too much about what we've seen here. This preseason, they've been putting the wraps on him, but for running back over 30, the risk reward on a running back like LeSean McCoy, your thoughts, Jeff Erickson?
Well, I mean, it's obvious the risk is kind of high because they tend not to age well, especially with the workload that they've had, and McCoy's been hurt, and that's always the problem too. You know, he's going to be freely available. I mean, you get him pretty cheap, but 9th, 10th round in most leagues. Probably ahead of Singletary, but I think I'd prefer to take the chance of Singletary.
He is Jeff Erickson, senior editor at rotowire.com. For two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial now at rotowire.com/free. Jeff, it's always great hearing your voice. Thanks for making some time for us here in the Sports Bar.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care, guys.
You got it. Jeff Erickson, great stuff there. And if you came in late or if you missed it, we'll get it for you on demand shortly on ESPNRochester.com and the Radio.com app.
That's the gold you want if you let Miles Sanders.
Your ears perked up with Miles Sanders.
Like more than, because if you ask who's going to be the top rookie running back, you would probably say Jacobs because, well, Oakland, what else do they have? You wouldn't say Miles Sanders because usually what's Philadelphia known for? The running back by committee, and we spread the ball around. But to hear Miles Sanders, okay, now I've got to pay a little more attention to the running back out of Philly.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to I'll Drink to That next in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Provocative thoughts from around the world of sports or takes. Just takes on tap.
Why is week one so tough to predict? Now, there's one game, Danger, that I'm going to lay out and go, oh, write it right now. That is going to be your survivor pick. But then you dig a little deeper and then, yeah, why it's so tough. And I'm going to have the Yankee take. These guys are embarrassing themselves.
Oh, boy. From the Mets fan.
You're going to go there.
Oh, boy.
You're going to go there.
They're not doing it the right way. They're not winning it the right way. Well, they're so good, but they're just not doing it the right way. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, sure. I'm gonna give a round of applause to Antonio Brown. My goodness. He has exceeded expectations already in Oakland. I'll explain. And I've got a non-sports take as well. My non-sports takes. Those are the things that people will pull me aside and be like, yeah, I heard what you said. I agree.
Like, why Vin Scully sucks. Dave came up to you. Yeah, you're right, Danger.
Vin Scully sucks.
That is not a take.
It's a great take.
It's not a take.
Brush my shoulders off here. I'll Drink to That is next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, thanks for joining us on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.